We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning from the Mishnah Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Birach al Hayayin Shofnei Amazon, Pata es Hayayin Shlach Amazon. In those days, they drank a lot of wine; that was their main drink. So they used to drink before the Suda. That was the minig. They used to drink before the Suda, and they used to have a little bit like snacks before the Suda. And then this is even before they washed. And then after the Suda, but they also, like for dessert, they also had some like Passover kissed them with wine. So birach yayin shofnei amazon, patas yayin shalach amazon. You made a bracha of yayin before the Suda. That patters, you don't think another bracha on the wine after the Suda, even though they have no shaykhis to each other, but since you know it's in a kam, so consider you have das on that. Birach al paparis shofnei amazon, patas paparis shalach amazon. You made a bracha on the paparis before the Suda. That patters the dessert they eat after the Suda. And in Rashi, it's a little bit shver, because Rashi learns papyrus that we ate before Suda were like proigis and dogim, which is meat and fish, which are both shahakal. And says that pat is the Passover kissing is after the Suda. It's a little bit of a problem. But pasha means if it's things in the same bracha, let's say it's mezoinis, you ate a little crackers with herring before the Suda, that mezoinis, even if it's a type of mezoinis that you would make a mezoinis after the Suda, which is not so common, but it has to have all three characteristics of a Passover of a kistin, but then it would pater the mezonis of after the Suda. So, birch ha-paparish of ne'amazin, potas ha-paparish la'acha-amazin. Another halacha, birch ha-la-pas, potas ha-paparish. You made a bracha on pas, which means you washed, and made a hamaitzi, that paters the paparish after the Suda, that paters the pas, have a kistin after the Suda. Al-paparish, loy potter is a pas. But the paparish is not pater the pas. That is not pater. You make and also, if Rashi learned there was dogim and meat before the Suda, Tais already asks that, of course, it's not pater the pas. It's not the same thing. So that's what it means here. This paparis was avada a pas of a kistin type of pas. Was a havmino pater the pas? No, it's not pater the pas. But shamarim afloi ma'isegdera. Not only doesn't that mezoinus pater the pas, it does not pater even the maisa kedera that you're going to eat, let's say later on, which is like farina, will not pater that. According to Vesham, we'll see what exactly that means in the Gemara on base. Hoyu yoishvim, kolechem avarach la'atzmai. The minig then was, one person used to make the bracha for everyone, like we do by the Suda, Shabbos Suda, do hamaitzi, by the pregafim for everyone. In those days, they necessarily did every Suda. One was benched, made the bracha for everyone else. So, if they're just sitting without leaning, everyone made a bracha for themselves. But if they're mesiv, then they're kavias, then they make a bracha lekulon. Tosfos already speaks out in the bottom that we don't do a seib anymore. So by us, it's sitting, that's the kavias. Sitting together is the kavias, because we don't do a seib, so sitting together, that's our kavias. But Akaponim says that you have to have a kavias for someone to mitzvah you all the brachas, you have to have a kavias. And still, the Mishnah says, "Balam yayim misoich hamazon." If you got wine in the middle of the Suda, like we know from the Gemara of yesterday, that a wine in the middle of the Suda, you have to make a bracha. The pas does not pater that. The bracha of a mitzvah does not pater the wine. But it says in the Mishnah, "Kol echad ve'echad bevarach la'atzmei." Everyone makes their own bracha. You're not yaitzu everyone, even though they're sitting together. And the Gemara will explain on Daf Mem Gimel why. But achar hamazon echad bevarach kulon. After the Suda, if you're drinking wine, then someone can might see everyone. We'll see. It's a difference. In the middle of Suda, one person can be might see everyone. We'll see why. V'hu oimer ala mugmer. Another halacha is that the person who makes the bracha, who is might see everyone with the bracha, acha hamazon, he makes the bracha on besamim. They had a minig then after Suda to smell besamim. V'hu oimer ala mugmer. Even though you only bring the mugmer after the Suda, he's might see everyone, even though it's not p'tarche Suda. He gets, the person who made the bracha on the yayin, he gets the schus to be mitzi everyone in the bracha of besam. Zok to Gemara Vayta, Omer Rav Barachalam Yechanon, Loi Shonu, Ela V'Shabasar Yom Tovim, Hoyel V'Odom Keveya Sudasai Al HaYayin, Avoshayi Moise Shonu, Mavorach Al Kois V'Kois. Zok to Gemara Vayta, that we said, you make a bracha beginning before the Suda wine, that's mitzi, all the wine you drink in the Suda, and even after the Suda, it's only on Shabbos Yom Tov, where one cup of wine is not enough. You're drinking wine through the whole Suda. You kavei bracha al yayin. But on the weekday, if you drink a cup of wine before the Suda, it's not mukha going to drink more wine. You're not going to drink more wine. Therefore, if another wine comes to you, you have to do bracha, because like nimlach, it's like I changed my mind. So therefore, in the weekday, where it's not mukach to yekaveh a suda on wine, you have to make a new bracha on the wine that comes. Itmanami om rabba mari om reshuv levi leshonu, that this din, that you don't have to make a new bracha on wine, om shabbos, v'yam tovim, u b'shah, sh'odim yetz v'yetz v'mecha, it's all a person came out of a bathhouse, they used to drink a lot of wine afterwards, or shas akazaz adam, when they had bloodletting, they needed the wine to replenish the nutrients. Ha'ov odin kaveh sudas el yai, and since the person was kaveh suda on the wine, so therefore, if he makes one bracha, that goes for the next hour. Avashayim with the shana, mavarach al kois v'kois, because there you didn't drink more than one cup of wine at a time, and if another cup comes, we assume you didn't have das for that, and therefore you have to make a new bracha. Rabba bar Mori iklal be Rava b'choil. Rabba Mori went to Rava on the weekday. Chazia the baruch lefnei amazon, v'hod the baruch l'ach amazon. He saw he made a bracha before the suda on the wine, then after he finished suda, they brought him another cup of wine, and he made another bracha. Amalei Yasher said, Gavaldik, you did a good thing. Yofa Sisa, like Rash says, he did the right thing for making another bracha. Why? Because it's no weekday. And there's no kviya suda on wine. V'chein Amar Yeshua ben Levi, the same thing. That, Allah is, you make a new bracha. Rav Yitzhak ba Yosef, ikla lebe abaya be yomtev. Rav Yitzhak ba Yosef went to a baya on yomtev. Chazia, the baruch called kosa v'kosa. This is on yomtev. He sees every bottle of wine he brings in, he makes a new bracha. So what's going on? This is yomtev. Only leisav leimar lahadar v'shuv v'levi. You don't hold the v'shuv v'levi. Amalei nimlachana. By me, I didn't any ruggle kvaya suda yayin rashes without ruggle. And therefore, by him, he's saying this was I didn't expect this. Another bottle of wine. I didn't expect to make a new bracha. Just one ha'ara, it says over here, Loisov v'lei mar l'hodar m'shuva levi mar ha'kash. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Birach ha'yayim before the Suda, it goes for half a Suda. We said, the Pshat in the Mishnah is Shabbos Yom Tov. But this is Shabbos Yom Tov, so it's not like the Mishnah. What do you have to, why say it's not like a m'shuva levi? It's not like the Mishnah. So, yeah, so it's not like a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah talking about? Well, what's the Mishnah talking about? The weekday also? That's a Shoshver. For Shoshver. Even on Yom Tov, he made two brachas. For Shoshver. Rishu Levi was limited in the Mishnah, but for sure, Shver. Tosfos Rosh asked the Kasha. So Tosfos Rosh answers, you could learn the Mishnah, it came out of the Merchus, so I called it Adam, that's you could learn the Mishnah, that was the case. Here, Rishu Levi is Mecharish and Shabbos, so that's why he said Rishu Levi. That's what he said in Tosfos Rosh. So, the Gemara Vayit. And Boy Lahu, Bola and Yayim and Seicha Mazin. If you bring wine, what?
Drinking that, forget about Kabir Anakabe, why would you make
it
a bracha?
Even without Messiah Das, if you lahed, you think you only drink one cup of wine, that lachar is enough of a Messiah Das. The wine was expensive drink, and it was a kvir, they drank it, it was a chaloy. So after one cup of wine, that was your cup of wine, you didn't expect to drink more. So therefore, that's why it would be a nimlach. It's like changing your mind. It seems like that wasn't the normal, he didn't plan on drinking another cup of wine, so you can't say that's going on that. It wasn't in front of you either. The whole shot of something in front of you was different. But it's not in front of you. They brought it in. Cool, they brought it in for a different room also.
And it wasn't on the menu, never mind.
The Gemara is a clear shayla, even if it was a kaviyas on wine, but maybe the wine in the Suda is a different type of wine than after the Suda. Why? The Gemara declares, Ba'alam yayim secha mazon, maush yiftas yayim shal acha mazon. Could have pater the bracha for after the mazon. Why? That they make a bracha before the meal on wine, it paters the wine later on after the meal. They're both a chalos of drinking wine. But when you take a cup of a wine in the middle of the meal, that's not as drinking. It's not just a joy drinking. That's to help the food go down. So that's a different, it's not the same chashivas. So maybe that bayir pri gafen cannot be moitzi, the bayir pri gafen that's supposed to be made after the suda. And maybe that's not enough. Oidilma loishna. Or maybe there's no difference. This, the bracha that you're doing when you're getting the food down will be a good bracha for afterwards. So what's the machlaikis? Rav ama paita, Rav kanama ina paita, Rav nachman ama paita, Rav sheish ama ina paita, Rav huna, Rav huda v'chodbi, Rav amru, ina paita. Does not pater that wine from afterwards, because one is lishrois, one is lishtois. Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, that's mashma in our Mishnah, taka, it's not poiter. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Bolem Yayim Sechamazo, in the wine in the middle of Suda, Kol Echad Vechad Varach La'atme. Everyone makes their own bracha, and one person not mighty everyone else. And I will see why on Daf Mem Gimel, why one person can't be mighty everyone. But after the Suda, then you could be mighty everyone. Now what's going on? Why are you making a bracha after the Suda? You already made a bracha in the middle of the Suda on wine. It must be one's a Lishrois and one's Lishtois. It's a raya that you're not yaitzah the bracha from Lishrois to Lishtois. No, it's a different case. It's saying like this. If wine comes in the middle of the Suda, it makes a bracha by himself. If wine came after the Suda, not in the middle of the Suda, just only after the Suda, one is mighty everyone else. But it's not going back on the case where you made a bracha already. What's the svar? The svar is that it's not the same chashivas of the drinking, not the same chashivas. What?
With the Masiach Das?
Not Masiach Das. No. You know, I'll give you an example of this. There's a shayla, according to the Ramah, the halacha is, if you make a bracha on a apple, and you didn't have in mind dafka on the dates, you're not yaitze. Even though they're both for eights. Why? Because it's more chashiv. Another example, rice. Big shayla. Make a bracha on Mazonos or rice, and then you want to eat cake. So even though you were supposed to bring it in, the cake, you know, you have all that. Lamais, if you don't have a head of das, according to the Ramah, you don't make a bracha on it. The Aruch HaShulchan says not, but the bracha doesn't work on that. So here's the same type of idea. This food was like a lishrois. It wasn't a lishrois, so therefore maybe even the same bracha may won't go on that. That's the only thing similar to the example. It's not mamash the same dimnion, but it's that type of idea, then that would the bracha wouldn't work. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It says in our Mishnah, birch ala pas, pot is the paris. Make a bracha on pas, the pot is the papyrus, which is the desserts that are cakes. And even though I'm just eating that at the end of the Suda. And then it says, but al paparis loy pata the pas. But if you made a bracha on the paparis, it doesn't pata the pas. But shamer ma'af loy ma'isik deru. Not only does that mezonos not pata the pas, which we understand, but shamer says it doesn't pata the ma'isik deru. We'll see, I'm really tied to shamer one way, but we'll see what shamer is going on. It says, af loy ma'isik deru. Let's see the Gemara. There's two pshatim in shamer. In bayulahu, shamer a reisha polig, pligi, or yes, duma safe pligi. Is he arguing on the reisha or arguing on the seifa? Aresha pligi, the Kama Tanakama, the Tanakama says, Biruch ala pas, potas of a paris. You made a bracha on the pas, you don't have to make another bracha on the desserts. But Koshkin, Maisik there, and for sure, the Maisik there, which is like the farfel they're eating in the middle of Suda, for sure you don't have to make a bracha on that. But also, Beisham, Shaman says, Lameimar, Loimim boy paparis le potulu, not only do you have to make a bracha on the cake, le potulu pas, I'll fill Maisik there, nami le potulu, even the farfel, which is more part of Suda, even that, it doesn't work on that. That's one pshat of Beis Shammai. Oy, duma sefer pligi. Tony biruch al paris le potas a pas. It says he made a bracha on the cake. It doesn't pata the pas. Pas le potter. Al maisik there a potter, but it does pata the farfel. Vos Beis Shammai meimar fill maisik there nami le potter. Even the maisik there it doesn't pater. More comes out teku, and it's an interesting teku because we never pass like Beis Shammai anyway. So what's teku? Who cares? But maybe it means, because maybe Mashiach comes, you pass the Bashamah, says teku then for that. I don't know, I didn't see the R anywhere. So, but it says teku, you see, even on Bashamah, teku pshat in the Mishnah. Then we're not sure in the pshat over here, in this, how Bashamah is arguing. Zok to Mishnah Vayit, says, Hoyoshim kol echa v'echa. The Mishnah says a very important thing, that if they're sitting together, and not being masiv, because those days the minig was, that the way they ate was, lying down on couches. So if they're not lying down on couches, it's not a kvias, and one person can be married to other people in a bracha. We, like Tosh said, these days, sitting together is enough of a kvias. That's why when we sit together for Kiddush, we can marry each other for Kiddush, because we're sitting together, so that's enough. But the halacha is that legabe, in those days, we had to be meisiv. It's not called kvias unless they are meisiv, which means they are leaning. So as sebu in, lo yasebu lo, but if they're not leaning, no. You have to be leaning. Ramin will ask you a kasha. Asaros shohi holchem aderech. 10 people were going on the way. Apis shakulam oichlam akika echa. They're all sharing the same piece of challah. Kol echa v'echa varach la'atzmai. Everyone makes a bracha for themselves. They can't invite each other. Even though you would think this is a major kviyas, even from one challah together. Still, since they're walking aderech, doesn't work. Yoshu lecha, but if you sit down to eat, apis shakul echa v'echa varach la'kikra. Even if you ate your own sandwich, echa varach la'kulam. One person can invite everyone. So what does it say? It says, even though they were masiv, sitting is enough. Sitting is enough. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Kigoin. So what's pshat? How could it be that sitting is a kvius? So the Gemara going to Omo Nezel Venecho Lachma Veduch Plon. They said, come, let us sit and eat in that certain place. And that alone is enough of a kvias. But it's Masma Holchim Adarach, it's not a kvias. So God, the halacha comes in a gay when it comes to Hilcha Zimun. Is there Zimun in a car or on a plane? It's the gay, these things, because for Zimun also you need a kvias. And Holchim Adarach is not a kvias, so it's a bit clear if in a car it's called Holchim Adarach now. Because on one hand you're sitting, but on the other hand you're Holchim Adarach. So I in the Svarim that talk about this, if it's to have a kvias. The Shiva Dining Room Lechare Pashtus is a kvias. It's a big stretch to find out why it's not a kvias. So maybe when we learn thing, we'll throw in some hack about that. But yeah, Zot the Gemara Vayta. Kinoch Nafsha, after the Shiva. Kinoch Nafsha, the Rav, when Rav was Nifter, so this is what the Levaya was in a different town, the Kvuru was in a different town. So Ozdu Talmida Vasrei, the Talmida went after the Orin to a different city, to the Kvuru. Kihadu, when they came back, Omon Ezbelechel Achma. On the Haradank. Let's go sit down and eat on the Haradank. It's a big trip back. They want to go eat lunch. So they sat down to eat. Bust the karche. Yosef come by. After they ate, then they went up the benching. Yosef come by. Hesebu dafka tanan. When the Mishnah says that one person can make them from benching, the mean hesebu dafka tanan. Ava yesu loy. Oy dilma kim in the army. Nezo vanecha rifta. Viduch the plantia. Kesebu dami. They clear the shaila. There's a Hasid Afka leaning, and they were sitting there on the. There were no couches on the riverbank, so they're just sitting there. But they made up to sit together. So they wanted to know is that called a kvias or not, because they wanted one person to bench for everyone. So Tyson first of all speaks out that what do they do about when they washed? What do they do then? So, when they are mitzis. Tyson said either then they started at each other, you know, one way out the other one, and they each one made their own bracha. But it came to benching, they want to know what to do. So, if I remember correctly, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Zimun that asks, what do you mean, what's the problem? So, okay, you don't know. So everyone benched themselves. Like, what's the big deal? They were very distraught. They couldn't know the decision. Okay, everyone benched himself. So I think Magen Avraham is right from here that the only time you can make a Zimun is if it's possible for one person to make everyone benching, then it can be Chayiv and Zimun. So here they want to know, should they make a Zimun? That was the Shaila. What they wanted to be this big Nafka Mina. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa Zimun for a lot of Rishonim. So they wanted to know, they should make a Zimun or not. So they wanted to have one person to bench for everyone. They didn't know, because they had the Shaila, is that called a Kavias or not? They didn't know. Kom Rav Ada Bahava, he's one of the Tamidim. Kom Rav Ada Bahava. Ahada Kari Lacheri. He took his ripped shirt and turned it around to the back, and now his front wasn't ripped anymore. But Karo Kriya Chimi, a new Kriya. Because he felt that Rav was Nifta again. Oh, Enoch Nafshe de Rav. Ubirchas was only Gam Rinon. Rav was Nifta, he didn't teach us this halacha. And it was like, felt like he was Nifta all over again, because they couldn't paskin. They were very distraught about this. Ad also Hu Saba, until Hu Saba came, which the Taisvis and other places says this is El Yohan Avi. And Romulu Mastisim Abraisa, he asked his kasha from the Braisa to our Mishnah, our Mishnah is Dafka Sebu. And the Braisa says that Yeshu is enough. But Shonalu, Kimdo Nezo, Nechel Achmaduch Plon, since they said they're going to eat in one place, Kesebu Domi. That's like the Kfias of Haseba. And therefore, you could bench together because here it was a Kfias. That was the answer to the Shaila. And maybe in tomorrow's show we'll mention the Taisvis about Bachlekis, if you have to stand by Abdullah or not. It's telling the same halacha, Hasebu, Yeshu, and all these Kfias stick it in.